We have with us one Nicole Spagnolo, who is on the line with us right now. Hello, Nicole.
Just one?
Just one.
Hello.
Just one this time. Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
How are you?
How was your holiday season?
It's going okay so far. I baked about 8 different types of cookies on Sunday.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, awesome.
That sounds great. Eric Mahler, who often does the Nerd Parents with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Came by the house with a big box of like fresh made like home cooking cookie things.
Yeah, I think he inspired me.
Oh my Lord. It was so good. Everything in there was good. I ate too much of it. So yeah. Thanks, Eric, if you're listening. It was amazing. Holy crap.
So we were talking yesterday and I didn't want to forget. I was listening to your Denny's story and I wanted to get your perspective on a weird, really weird situation I had at a it wasn't a Baja Fresh. It was a Rubio's.
Okay. You ever been to Rubio's? Oh, yeah. We have Rubio's. Yeah. We like them.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I'm trying to keep that holiday spirit. I'm like, yeah, I'm easygoing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But this situation was really weird. The woman, there was only one cashier.
All right.
And the woman looked relatively normal, in her 40s, dressed normally. But she stood at the register. She had her phone like high up and she was browsing the internet and the cashier just stood waiting. And I watched her try to get into her Yahoo email, do the forget password.
Oh my gosh.
It was really ridiculous. And she did not apologize. She was oblivious of the entire world around her. The lines backing up.
Trying to find a coupon or something? Or what was her deal?
I think so. Because here's the funny thing. They finally got another cashier.
Yeah.
They took our order. We sat down. And that's the way it works. You wait for your food.
Right.
We got our food. And she was still up at the counter.
Really? What the
hell? Oh, my God. That long. Holy cow.
It was crazy.
That's insane.
And then she proceeded, when she did order... They have like a salsa bar. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is a thing. I don't know. But she went up to the Chipotle red sauce.
Yeah.
And she started taking shots of it.
What?
Seriously?
She took five, like the shot action that you do.
Yeah. So
she pour it, take a shot. Pour it, take a shot.
Nicole, you didn't warn us that you were going to tell us the greatest story of all time. This is amazing.
Is that normal?
No, it's not normal at all.
That's not normal, no. I don't care what their salsa is like either. It could be the most amazing salsa in the world.
It is really good salsa, actually.
But that may explain, if anything, that part of your story helps explain the psychotic nature of her email browsing.
So no weird. Kidding. And then she did this five times. Then she sat down and she went up another time and did another three times.
What?
And then as she's walking by, because the way we're positioned like near the salsa bar and I'm facing her and Mark's facing me.
Yeah.
And I'm watching her just going, what am I watching?
Wow.
She then leans over and starts looking at Mark's phone. I'm like, what are you doing?
Are you kidding?
I started to do the texting thing because I can't say anything to Mark, so I'm texting him what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, she's going to like see me talking about her.
Oh, that's insane.
We all do this, by the way. I know we all do this.
So hold on a sec, though. Did she seem like she was maybe on substances of some sort? Could you tell if she looked like her movements or something were weird or any of that?
Or weird. I don't know, but it was just the most, I was mesmerized.
Wow.
It's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that's something's up. That's definitely not normal. I mean, obviously, they're quirky people in this world, but that seems a little beyond that. And if you're shotting salsa multiple times.
Mainlining the Chipotle sauce.
That's really weird.
That's crazy.
So interesting.
I would have been really impressed if she would have done that with the pico de gallo.
Right?
Maybe. I know. Maybe she was making her rounds, but yeah. I've never heard of anybody or seen anybody take shots of salsa before.
No. And so the first thing is usually like, oh, okay, well, this one's so narcissistic. They think that nobody else has a life while they have their thing to do. That I can understand. And those people suck. And I have no time for them. But then the shots of the stuff, that makes me think there's something wrong. And then looking at your husband's phone.
It was so weird.
As if that's a thing she is, there's some social contract that says she should do that. Something's wrong.
Have you seen the show? And I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it's got It's got the guy in the hidden booth with a camera, and he gives this the contestant, the player, an earpiece.
Yeah.
And they have to do these obnoxious things in public places. What's it called?
Oh.
Candid camera?
It's candid camera, but it's like, current. Like it's
I don't know.
It's one of the kids from Road Rules on MTV, and he gets celebrities like Penn Jillette was in there, and what the heck is that
this
called?
Makes, anyway, now you're making me wonder.
He would have asked me to sign a waiver. Nobody asked me to sign it.
Right, exactly, because you would have been on camera, and at the end of this, they would have said, "Hey, I've been doing this whole thing to win money on what's it called?"
Yeah, you'd know by now.
No, it's not Impractical Jokers. It's another one. It's Theo Vaughn is the guy.
Yeah.
is it Just Go With It or? What's the deal? Or it's some
you,
dumb
you lost
name.
Me at one of the Road Rules kids. Once you said that, I went, what? Who? I haven't watched that first, since
like,
the
90s. Actually, you might have been in the first batch, like in the Deal With It. Thank you, Calbog. That's exactly it. Deal With It.
Deal With It? Okay.
And so they have to sit in this restaurant. They've got an earpiece, and they're with somebody, and they have to be as obnoxious. They're told what to do by the celebrity in the booth. And they say, all right, now take the glass of water from the table, pour it on the floor, and chuck the glass on the floor as well, or something like that.
Is it an MTV joint?
It's TBS, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's actually kind of funny.
It still exists, TBS, then. That's still a channel.
Well, Conan's keeping TBS afloat.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. That's where he does his show.
Now, before we get to our recommendals, I had to ask Nicole if she's heard of MoviePass.
MoviePass.
Why would you just tell me?
No, why would you?
this, I don't know how often with Mateo, how often you guys see current movies, but this just got announced today or recently. I want to say it was this morning was the first I'd heard about it. You pay about $30 a month and you can see a new movie in the theater every 24 hours.
What?
Wait. So for 30 a month.
Older, then yeah, but. I'm not ready yet.
If they're, but hold on a second. If it's 20, so you're saying $30 a month, which it normally costs me more than that.
You can go see a movie every day.
Is that just for one person though?
Yeah, $30 a month for one person.
If they said, hey, the four of you can go to any movie you want every, even once a week for 30 a month, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Well, okay, but it's
paying too.
Yeah, but I'm not going to pay $30 for each person. You know what I mean? Look how expensive that is.
Yeah, but how often, I mean, if it's four of you seeing movies, if you see more than four movies a month, well, this pays for itself.
We definitely don't do that though.
Okay.
But even if we did, would it though? $30 a month?
Yeah, because you're paying more, you're paying like $8 for a movie.
Yeah, $8.50 per movie, yeah.
8 to 10, yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. MoviePass. I'm looking movie at it pass. Right now.
MoviePass.com/AMC is where they're currently doing it.
Yeah.
If they let me pick my seats at the AMC I go to, I would totally do this.
Oh, you know what? That's funny you said that, because the theater that they're doing this at is the one that we all went to Nerdtacular 2010 to.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just down the road from where I live now. And it is, hold on, I'm just checking here. Yeah, and that's one of those assigned seating deals, so... If I was into this, look, I'll tell you what, if I was a single dude, I'd do this.
Or
right
even
now.
A non-children dude. Like when Tina and I were younger, before Tristan was born, we would go every Friday night with either our friend Angel or Kristen, and we would see a movie every Friday night, one of the things coming out. It would be like, all right, what are the three movies come out this weekend? Oh, yeah, that's the one I want to see. And then we'd go see, basically we'd see four movies a month that way. Yeah.
I would be ginormous because I would want popcorn every time.
Yeah, that is a drawback to this
whole
thing.
That's where they make their money.
Yeah. Well, that is actually where the theaters make their money, because the ticket prices, the tickets you buy go to the studios.
Yeah, it's not enough. So you got to buy.
The theater
popcorn
only makes
stuff.
Money from concessions.
Yeah. And I'm so cheap. I'm like, I'm bringing a candy bar in my pants, man. I'm not buying.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, I am that guy. I'm totally that guy. But Kim, thankfully, Kim is not that guy. She'll get popcorn and stuff and support the cause, I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I have to keep an eye on that.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll watch. That's a good point to bring that up here in the recommendal segment, where Nicole comes on with a theme. And this week's theme was family holiday. Well, just holiday movies. Not really.
Holiday movies. We were going to do Ben Affleck, but then I was like, it's too close to the holidays. Are we recording next week?
No. I'll be traveling that day. So no. Yeah. Next week, Wednesday through Thursday, there
Christmas
is nothing.
Christmas Eve. Nicole, have a heart, huh?
I know, right?
Gosh.
I just figured Scott, he likes to do a show.
I do.
Well, we're doing one on New Year's Eve potentially. So
yeah, that's true. Really. Good point. We did that last year, though, too. But anyway. So, yeah, let's talk about this.
By the way, says he snuck a whole pizza into in his jacket to see U.S. Marshals. Nicely done. That is the best bringing food into the movie theater story.
And they said, did he get stopped at the front by a security guy? And did he say, I've got a whole pizza in my chest? And the guy said, I don't care. Did that happen? Because that'd be amazing.
Well done.
All right. Nicole, start us off. Where are we at? What do you think? Who should go first?
I will tell you I have a documentary. Do either of you have a documentary?
I don't. Mine is not.
I'll see a
documentary and raise you a comedy.
Mm.
Because we've done this segment a number of times. This theme is every year. Yeah. So, you know, the standards are out.
Oh, shoot. We have, haven't we? I wonder if I recommended this in a previous year.
You might have, but that's okay. Mm, you know, okay. You have new listeners. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, I wonder what Brian likes during the days.
I'm probably not going to surprise anybody with my choice, but all right.
So I went out on a different limb and decided to watch a documentary about the holidays, or about Christmas, specifically about Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. There's a great documentary, 2014. So just this year, called I Am Santa Claus.
Mm. Oh, I saw this. It's amazing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes, with Mick Foley, the mm-hmm. wrestler.
Yep.
Who just loves Santa Claus.
It's really, really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I Am Santa Claus?
I Am Santa Claus. It profiles, what, 5 or 6 different Santa Clauses. The first one, he's kind of a down and out Santa Claus. Kind of feels sad for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's living off Social Security. And the Santa Claus thing, I mean, is pretty much how he makes his money for the year.
Yeah.
There's another Santa Claus who is adorable. He's such a sweet, sweet man. And later in life, he realizes, you know, he's gay. And he's a bear. So it's adorable. He's adorable. I loved him.
Yeah.
And he talks about his experiences. Every one of these stories were just, I was smiling and it was heartwarming. And one guy in particular, he loves to be Santa Claus so much. Like, he feels it brings out the best version of himself that he wants to be. He actually changed his name to Santa Claus.
Yeah. Wow. Which is actually kind of common. A lot of Kris Kringles out there, they get so into it that, you know, it becomes a way of life. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, this is probably the time of year that not everybody, but a good majority of us are just, we feel good. We want to do nice things. We smile more. And there was a line in the movie that says happiness is contagious. Like, when you're happy, I'm happy. I mean, this, I think this is the reason why this show is so popular, because I'm driving down the road and I'm laughing and I get warm and good feelings towards both you and Brian. And it's like, oh, they made me happy.
Aww.
That warm feeling. When I have that warm feeling, I've usually wet myself, but usually I understand what you're saying. No, that's an awesome pick. That's a really good one.
It's a nice one.
And now is the time to watch it, right? Because you know, you don't want to watch this in July. It's definitely a thing you want to watch around the holidays. No, I watched it. I want to say I saw this before it was streaming, even on some other service or some other download rental or something.
It's a Morgan Spurlock production. It's not made by Morgan Spurlock, but his company produced it.
Yeah, which is probably good. I'm kind of done with. Well, he's fine. Whatever. Morgan Spurlock is fine. He's just. Now that all this stuff has come out about how he may have yanked some of the data around for his Super Size Me, it kind of bugs me a little bit. But
Artie Lang is in this as well, but he's not in it. I only saw him. Was he in it?
He was in it barely, just a tiny bit.
Like a blip.
Yeah, like a friend of Mick Foley kind of moment. Yeah. And the rest of the time he was snorting coke in a bathroom, so it's all fine.
Aww.
Yeah,
I like Artie Lang.
I was really neat seeing Roddy Piper. I love They Live. That's such a great.
I just like that there's so much wrestling. So much wrestling in a Santa movie. It's weird.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, anyway. Well, good pick. I'm going to make a recommendation that was that I just cannot help but make. It's so easy to pick the usuals, but I just want to make this one. Now, here's the problem. It is not currently streaming and should be.
Aw.
So I'm kind of cheating a little bit and going with a DVD here. But it originally aired on TV, eventually went to DVD. We have it on DVD, and we watch it every year. It's one of my favorite holiday movies. A lot of people don't even know it exists. It's not that old. I want to say like 02, 03 or something. It's animated computer, but it looks kind of flat 3D, sort of South Park-y, but not quite that choppy. Anyway, it's Olive the Other Reindeer. So it's based on a children's book.
Oh.
And it stars Oh crap, my brain just went dead on this, her name. What's wrong with me? Oh, here it is. Well, I'll read this part. CGI animated Christmas television special, directed by Oscar Moore. The feature was produced by Matt Groening's The Curiosity Company, so the Simpsons Futurama guy, and animated by DNA Productions. It aired December 17th. Oh, I had the date wrong. 99, so it's kind of old.
99.
It was on...
This is on YouTube. Yeah.
Is it on YouTube? Oh, that's great, because it's totally worth seeing. Anyway, it was on Fox Television at the time. It was like paper-like sort of characters, 3D art environments, all that kind of stuff. It's based on a 97 children's book by Vivian Wallish and illustrated by J. Otto Siebel that totally uses his style. It's Drew Barrymore. She plays the main character, this reindeer called Olive, and features the voices of Dan Castellaneta, Peter McNichol, Joel Pantaleone. Joey Pants is awesome.
Joey Pants.
Yeah. Jay Moore is in it. Ed Asner, Tim Meadows, Billy West, Michael Stipe is in it.
I've never seen this.
Michael Stipe sings. Oh, Nicole, dude.
Yeah, of course he does.
You would love this. You would love this. And Mateo would be in heaven. It's a wonderful little movie. And I never get tired of it. It's super funny for adults. It's great for kids, especially little kids. It's just not enough people know about it. It's really, really fantastic. The only other thing I would say to you real quick before I forget, we went to this Sesame Street Muppets concert thing the other night.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. If that doesn't end up on DVD or something, I know it's coming to PBS. PBS is going to rebroadcast it. But I don't think until next year, which is sad. But anyway,
it was live.
It was 22,000 people at this huge concert, and it was all the Sesame Street Muppets, not the Disney Muppets, because they're all owned separately now, so they couldn't do that. But it was fantastic, and all I could think of was Nicole would be in heaven in this. Because it was Christmas music, and Grover being funny, and Cookie Monster can't get his cookies quick enough, and then he's got to share them, and the place was full of kids. But it was awesome. It was so awesome. Anyway, cool. I
have to keep my eye out for that.
Yeah, if I find anything, I'll let you know, because it just seemed like your kind of thing. All right, Brian. Service right. up.
So my recommendation, I don't think is going to surprise anybody, because I think I've mentioned this movie a couple times. I know exactly when we were having our what's that?
I know exactly what movie. You're
I know you are too. Yeah, I know you. I know you now. And if there's nothing else that says Christmas, it's beautiful people all wanting to have sex with each other. The movie is Love Actually. Big surprise, 2003. And was that what you're expecting,
yeah,
Nicole?
Yeah.
I love this movie. This is a movie that we do watch every year for Christmas. And, it's got Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead. It's got, oh my God, I'm blanking on the Liam Neesons. It's got the Liam Neesons. It's got Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Laura Linney. It's got Snape is in here.
Yeah, Snape is great in there.
The Hobbit. Yep.
Martin Freeman's
in it. Freeman, yeah.
Yep. He's a porn actor.
He is, exactly.
Oh, I forgot about that.
There's the whole, I know. So maybe not completely for the kids, but...
I don't think it's at all for the kids.
It's got weird Hobbit sex.
Yeah, none of it is for the kids, but it's a really great feel-good movie.
It's got the kid who's now on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many great people in this thing, and they all want to have sex with each other, and it's Christmas, so why not?
Yeah. I have to ask you, do you like The Holiday?
The Holiday?
The movie, or just in general, do I like The Holiday?
The movie, The Holiday.
I didn't see it.
With Jack Black... what's her face from Titanic?
Kate Winslet.
I've never seen this. I'm looking at it right now. Jude Law, Eli Wallach.
It's a couple years.
Is it the same kind of thing? It looks like it's
exactly the same kind of thing. It's a sweet movie.
Huh. We might have to add this to the DVD list. It looks like it's not available for
streaming.
Oh, Blu-ray disc returned on December 31st, 2007. Apparently I watched it and it left such an impact I don't even remember.
Wow.
I love when Netflix tells you watch something that you don't remember.
I did?
Maybe you just sent it back. Maybe you didn't get to it.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Usually if we get something, I can't think of a time that we've sent something back that we just didn't watch.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Those are those are all fine recommendations as far as my recollection goes. But I cannot reiterate this enough. And if all of the other reindeer is on YouTube, it is a must watch, especially if you have kids.
According to what I'm looking at right here, it's 45 minutes and all of the other reindeer.
Yep. Watch that. And then when the kids go to bed, watch Brian's movie. And then when the person in your life, your significant other who hates documentaries because they're mean and evil, they go to bed, then you stay up and you watch Nicole's.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice job, everyone. Nicole, since this is our last time to have you before Christmas, may yours be fantastic.
Well, don't you want a recommendal?
Yes, a Quizzler.
I want a Quizzler before I do anything else.
So before I give you the Quizzler, I will say that I got a ton of submissions for new themes in the new year. And if you go, I'm going to put up the straw poll today. So if you go to Twitter, so twitter.com/recommendals, you'll find the link for the, if you want to vote on, you know, how we do these themes in the new year, or you could go to the Facebook page too. So facebook.com/recommendals. So that being said, here's your Quizzler.
Wait, here's your theme.
So it's just a matter of kind of identifying those balls.
All right, there you go.
The balls. One of my wonderful presentation. Thank you. All right. So this is a holiday movie that you will, it's not your standard holiday movie. In fact, you probably won't even think it's a holiday movie, but I can tell you it is. It's a really, really funny movie, and it's going to be a hard clip for you guys to guess. Ooh, I don't think you're going to get it.
All right.
So here you go.
Okay, Ron, which jokester changed the key on me?
No one, Samantha. It's been the same key for the last 43 takes.
Well, something's off then, because I'm just not feeling it, okay? God, I need my guitar.
We need to mix the tracks separately.
Oh, you're dancing free with my guitar, Ron. So I'm going to be real, okay? I'm not going to let you and Hong Kong Phooey up there turn me into some happy bubblegum wannabe.
What is that?
Is that Anna Faris?
It is Anna Faris.
Oh, it's that thing. It's that movie I hate. It's that movie I hate. The one that where they all sing.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, Anna Faris. I'm thinking of the other one. The one that's
the other one.
Sing. What's
the musical one that's that I hate?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
It's definitely not Pitch Perfect.
All right, I hate Pitch Perfect.
Ugh. People are putting the name of a movie in the chat room, and I have never heard of it. Is it called Just Friends?
It is called Just Friends.
I have never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
And Anna Faris. This is not streaming anywhere. It would have been my pick had it been streaming. Such a fun movie. Ryan Reynolds is friends with what's her name? He was fat when he was in high school. He goes off, he gets thin, he is dating the pop singer, which is Anna Faris. She's like the Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. And he ends up going back to his hometown, not on purpose. There's something happened with the plane, and he goes home for the holidays. It's really funny. Chris Klein, I think, is in it.
Oh, I like Chris Klein.
Yeah. You should.
Cool. Yeah, I've never seen this before.
Definitely worth a rentals, and it's a Christmas movie.
There you go. All Christmas, all the time, everybody.
That's right.
All right, Nicole, have a merry one, please. And I can't wait to get you back on and report how things went. I know this is about the age, Mateo, is that things start to get super fun at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
So I just wanted to quickly mention, Mateo is afraid, like totally afraid of Santa.
Oh, well, he's freaky.
Oh, dude. No.
And I'm not, of course, going to push him towards Santa, but I just found a new service that I used called HelloSanta.com. Mm. And they recorded a personalized message for him.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it's a 3-minute video. And he's like, hello, Mateo. It's awesome. He goes, that's Santa.
Did it work? Is he not afraid now?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just happy that, you know, he can experience, you know, Santa through a fun little way.
That's hilarious.
That's intense.
I got Santa to say that he needs to listen to mom and dad more.
Sure. Well, this too will pass. I remember when my kids were terrified of the man, and now then they loved him. Now they don't know what they think. I'll just say that. Don't want to spoil anything. Nicole's
documentary.
Yes, there you go. Nicole Spag on Twitter, everybody. Nicole, take it easy. Have fun, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye now.